Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to an hour of Here Be Monsters Radio. Our guest today, we don't have Wayne with us, so until perhaps the last part of the show, but Jack and I are happy to have Professor Ronald Feynman with us. He's a presidential historian and author, a teacher you're adjunct FAU?
Well, I'm actually an adjunct at Florida Atlantic University teaching. By the way, thank you for inviting me again. I'm an adjunct professor teaching an honors course in the American presidency at Florida Atlantic University on the Jupiter campus, and the class is great.
Wonderful. So tonight we're going to talk to, and Ron is with us quite a bit. The last time he was with us was in October, where he made a certain prediction that perhaps March would be the deadline for getting this SOB out of D.C.
Oh, good God.
Well, actually, what I said is that I thought the Ides of March would be an important date, and actually, March 15th, 16th has been an important day with everything that's happened, and yet my prediction had been that he would not last as long as Zachary Taylor, which is May 26th of this year, and I still think the way things are going, it could still happen. Even if it doesn't, I definitely have no doubt that he's not going to survive the whole term in office.
Well, we can only hope.
That's correct, Ron, that is what you said the last time. March has come in like a lion as far as the politics, the global emotion. I read where there are statistics right now about the depression of young people in America and Europe right now. And I thought, young people, nothing. It's a whole society. There is a call over our societies right now, and it's not all Trump, but Trump has been the trigger, and certainly he's doing enough to, in this country, push it to its bounds and beyond. last trick of having Sessions fire a man.
Oh, how pathetic.
His birthday and his pension is really horrible. I mean, the guy.
You know, that is despicable, and that poor guy has to go without a big share of his pension just because those guys were so partisan and bastards, you know?
Not necessarily so. If someone hires him from the Democratic.
Yeah, that's true.
As an investigator, then he has an opportunity to put the hours in until the end, and
just two more days, I guess, is all he needs to do.
Right.
Yeah, the plan, though, is that he would work the rest of this year, I think, is what I heard from a few different people. Like Guterres, the congressman from Illinois, said he would hire him for the rest of the year to be an advisor. So, you know, it might be more than just a couple of days, because otherwise it might look illegitimate if he didn't work for a period of months at least.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if his investigation yielded something that would absolutely nail these goofs and throw them all in jail?
Well, he does have notes, he claims, although I hear that Trump says he doesn't believe he has notes, but he has notes, and he knows what was said to him, and Comey also does, and I think that his firing, meaning Trump's firing of Comey, and now through Sessions, the firing of McCabe, I think are nails in the coffin, and I think he's caused his own grief by what he did, because he might have gotten away with it if he hadn't fired Comey to begin with and start the whole investigation by Mueller, but But, I mean, Mueller is not going to be stopped. Even if he's stopped, it sounds
all
like
right.
A lot of Republicans are starting to speak up today. I heard that Lindsey Graham said that he should be able to finish his work, Mueller.
I agree.
And so did Marco Rubio, and so did John McCain. And so even did, apparently, recently in the last few hours, Paul Ryan. So I think there is a sign that the Republicans, some of them at least, are ready to attack if he tries to fire Mueller or if he tries to stop, I mean, Trump tries to stop the investigation at this point.
Yeah. Well,
I don't believe that for one New York minute. I do not believe any Republican will step up if Mueller gets fired. I really
He's saying that these people are saying it. Now, maybe they just talk, but they never said this before. So I think it might be a sign that they realize they're going to kill their party if they do not back Mueller, continuing the investigation. We'll have to see. But, I mean, they are saying it, which is more than they have been doing, particularly Paul Ryan.
I agree with you there. They're saying something more than they have been doing, yada, yada, yada. But Lindsey Graham says whatever he thinks he has to say in the moment. First of all, Paul Ryan is trying to figure out how he's going to make his exit from politics and ensure his income. They all are. This is about not
I can't argue with you about their lack of credibility. I agree. Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it. It seems to be keep getting worse.
Is getting worse. You know, the old saying is, cheer up, things could be worse. So you cheer up and things get worse.
What I really hope is that Mueller and his team are backing all of their files up and putting them away someplace where if the worst should happen and they get fired, everything can get made public. And
that's what happened in Watergate also. All the files were backed up, and that's what helped to bring Nixon down because although he fired Archibald Cox, it didn't solve anything. He had to appoint another special prosecutor, Leon Jaworski, and the investigation went on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping dearly that Mueller is that bright. That I know he's that bright, but whether or not he would do it integrity-wise, I have no idea. None of us. See, this is the problem. Nobody knows exactly what Mueller's next move is. And we're all now hanging on a thread, and this country is hanging on a thread by what Mueller does next. And the sovereignty of the nation is in peril right now. I don't think I'm being dramatic by saying that.
I think you're right. And I do think that soon we're going to get the indictment of members of his family, including Jared Kushner, most of all, and Donald Trump Jr., at least. I think very definitely it's going to happen soon.
It would be a great idea. But here's the other thing, too. They don't seem to give a damn in the White House because they have no knowledge. They don't have any idea of how it all works. So they just go ahead and they do whatever they want to do. And the Republicans in office in D.C. have enabled them to do that thing. They're all a bunch of goddamn traitors in my book.
I agree.
Well, you know, I want to remind you that back in 2016, there was a meeting of the Republican House leadership, and McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, the second ranking, made a comment about something about Russia and Trump, and Ryan said, shh, don't talk about that, be quiet about it. So I think the top leadership knows more than we think they know, and they could all face a threat of being indicted. I think the whole Republican leadership is in trouble, including McConnell.
Yeah, I'm good.
And they're protecting their own asses. The other part about that is, too, them not doing anything about the Russian infiltration. I mean, I live next to a nuclear plant. And you're going to tell me these goddamn Russians had their fingers cyberly on my utilities, on our air traffic?
Oh, yeah.
This is absolutely outrageous. And this is an act of war. It is an act of war.
I agree.
Like what's happening in the United Kingdom, you know, obviously is another example of Putin out of control and Trump not really willing directly to, you know, to do anything about it. You're right.
Putin is a really slimy, evil man. He's nasty.
And he won 70% of the vote today in the election.
Yeah,
and the people they interviewed all seem to think he's wonderful, which means probably they would say, you better say it or else.
Well, he controls all the – they still have propaganda over there, and he controls it all. You know, he controls everything over there, so he made sure.
My biggest fear, gentlemen, is that they're not doing anything about the Russia thing until they come to it, and then they proclaim just before elections that our elections could be void because of what the Russians have done. This will be their excuse to suspend elections in this country. That's my biggest fear.
Boy, that would be awful, wouldn't it? That'd be, well, you know, that'd get me out in the streets, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think we need a march on Washington, you know, like the anti-war movement. We really do need people
big,
all over the country getting active. But I think we have a lot of people who just aren't tuning in, aren't paying attention. And, of course, about one-third of the country follows Fox News Channel.
Oh, that just blows me away how they can still put out that bull crap every day that Sean Hannity is the most biggest liar I've ever seen in my life.
And I think he could be indicted, Sean Hannity, people like that.
Because
I think they've been giving advice to Trump, and he listens to them, and there's indications he may have a problem. Sean Hannity.
Yeah, there's something radically wrong with a president that spends all morning in his own quarters watching Fox News. God help us.
Yes, he's mentally deranged. I don't think there's any question. And I'm worried, even if he has a meeting with Kim Jong-un, I don't really know. Without preparation and knowledge and background, it could be a disaster.
Oh,
it will be because he's not doing any of that stuff.
Oh, I think
that's
Kim
Jong-un
is getting ready to put it in his face for everything he's blasted at him. I think he's ready to gobsmack Trump. He's going to embarrass the hell out of him. I think that's what's on that. Do you know of any president that these guys, because they've coddled all of them along and then been just absolutely flipped on them either in the last minute or they break their promises right away? Nobody has been able to get through to this regime.
Right.
I think that Kim Jong-un is setting Trump up for a global pie in the face. I really do.
I think you're right, but also, even without Kim Jong-un, Trump is good at embarrassing himself anyway, the way he behaves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have never seen the likes of this. This is one for the
Now, Richard Nixon was a quiet boy compared to this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He's also very bright and smart. Trump is not smart. At least Nixon had the brains. He was intellectual. He just said he had his evil side. But he also accomplished a lot in domestic policy and some in foreign. And, you know, to compare Nixon to Trump, Nixon shines in a comparative sense.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. Very good point, Doctor.
That's because we had Republicans in office in the Congress in those days who were actual conservatives and who believed in their country. And
they weren't reactionaries disguised as conservatives.
Credit for anything except China. He was a statesman, but he definitely, any domestic policy that got through on Nixon's watch, I question a highlight. But, We had a Congress filled with Republicans who were actually still Republicans, you know? They were still people who were good. I can only name three Republicans that I know of that did any good for the country, to be honest with you. Abe Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Mike. And
who else? Well, that's presidents, but there were also others who were senators or governors who were outstanding. But as far as presidents, yes, those are the three: Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, and Lincoln. And I just know Lincoln. Oh my! TR would want to really strangle, Trump because what he's doing on the environment. My oldest son David is a lobbyist for the Conservation Lands Foundation, and they're in court fighting the government on the two Utah monuments that Trump cut back because Senator Hatch, wanted to cut back. So my son, very proud of him, is an environmentalist, and they're very much involved the Conservation Lands Foundation in trying to stop the attempt of Trump to cut back on national parks and national monuments.
It's very important, and I applaud your son's work a great deal because this is very important to ongoing future and the generations to come. But, you know, they would gut this country for resources and for money. The whole kit and caboodle of them, every damn Republican sitting in there, and I include John McCain. I know John McCain is going through probably, you know, the twilight hardest point of his life. But he could get up in front of a camera right now and call this out. And he's not doing it. And that disappoints me. Guys like McCain, I can't think of another Republican that I would think of, really. You would have thought of Lindsey Graham, but he's just a mouthpiece and nothing more.
Well, I want to mention Susan Collins of Maine, who I always thought of as the most centrist, moderate of the Republicans. I think she is, but the thing is, she got up to testify for Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General, and she said, "We're good friends." I thought, you could be a good friend to somebody, but he was a fellow senator, but you want to really put him in a position as Attorney General when you know his whole background and in Alabama? I mean, why would you do this? Even if you're friendly, you could be friendly, but it doesn't mean you have to endorse. But I was shocked she did that, and I really would like her now, and she's not going to do it, to say, what do you think of his record on immigrants, Sessions? What do you think of his record on the whole issue of sanctuary cities and so many other issues? And I don't think she would agree, but she's not speaking up. And so even she is hopeless at this point. And it's very disillusioning to me that if she's that way, the whole party is gone, you know?
Oh, they're all bad. Yep.
They are. It's pretty obvious. And it's pretty obvious that you say a third of the country watches Fox News. Well, here's a little piece of news. Do you know who's getting the nightly ratings more than Fox?
Rachel Maddow.
MSNBC. A couple of their shows.
Rachel Maddow, particularly, at 9 o'clock, yes.
Right.
And 11 o'clock with Brian Williams is getting a lot more play, too.
Yes, that's a great hour. I never used to stay up past 11, but now, for quite a while. But now I decided I'm 20 years younger and I'm staying up. Because I like that hour. So I stay up to midnight. Then I drop in.
I stay glued to it pretty often, I was watching free speech TV for a long time, and it's still a good thing, but you don't get news as it happens on that station. You get it analyzed later on, which is okay because they put some depth into their analyzation, but it's not as it's happening right now.
Yeah, but Brian Williams is really good, and so is Rachel Maddow, and so is Lawrence O'Donnell in between them. It's from 9 to 12 Eastern time. It's really good.
Once in a while, Chris Hayes does pretty well, too.
Chris Hayes is good, too, at 8 o'clock. Yeah, the whole 4 hours,
it's
very good. It really is.
All those people except Lawrence O'Donnell were once guests on Keith Olbermann's show. That's where Rachel got her first TV start, was as a guest on Keith Olbermann's Countdown with Keith Olbermann show years ago.
Yes.
In before him when he was away, and that's how she got a pathway into her own show, which took off right away. If you will recall, Rachel Maddow, she just took right off right away.
Right.
But she's really quite good at what she does. But also on the weekend, people usually go between Fox and CNN because they have the commentators or shows or what have you. But you know where most people are going? Joy Ann Reed.
Yeah, she's great. I've been very impressed with the reporters coming out of the Atlantic and Washington Post. My God, that Ashley Parker, she knows her stuff, man. And that young Natasha Bertrand, she's really smart too. And she's just 25 years old.
Well, how old do you think the boys were when they broke Watergate? I mean, they were in their 20s at that time.
I thought they were in their early 30s or something. It doesn't matter, but they were pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, about young. What about those high school kids at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Park,
incredible,
Florida, which is right nearby where I live, about 10 miles away? That David Hogg, particularly, who's been threatened, but also others of that group.
Yeah.
They give you hope for the future. They really do.
They sure do. That's great. And my latest post on my blog is dedicated to the student protesters because they're on top of it. They are so more articulate than we ever were.
Of over a million.
They make the Congress look embarrassing, really, you know.
Yeah.
If we had social media in the day that they had, we would be just as bright and shiny. But
well, actually, in Kansas, there are six teenagers running for governor because they have no age limit in Kansas. So it'll be I'm sure none of them are going to win. But almost it would not be a bad idea to have a young person be governor. Maybe it'd be better because Kansas has been a horribly governed state. About the worst in the country, you know, under Sam Brownback before he left.
What an absolute disaster.
Yeah, but he's a believer in God, though, such a God believer, you know, and all that stuff. But he didn't give a damn about his own constituents in Kansas. But now there's going to be, at least at this moment, six teenagers along with others. So I'm sure they won't win, but it's interesting that people that young are able to run there.
That's incredible.
It is true, but it's a fractionized vote. But it's amazing to me. As a Floridian, I've grown up between state of New York and the state of Florida, and all my schooling, my upper schooling was in upstate New York, and it's where my family is from. So both have been home to me, but always home port has been Florida. And I can't tell you what a nice thing it is to finally breathe and think, Florida, I'm proud of you because of these kids and what they have done. It's just really been, I mean, of course, there's been incidents and events in this state where people have stood up, but these kids,
They're resolute, too, and they're refusing to take no for an answer. They're pressing right ahead. Good for them.
Over a million kids left schools all over the country on the 14th.
Incredible.
Over a million kids.
They had some very good signs on there, and one of them just stopped me dead in my tracks. I just couldn't believe it. It was very simple. It just said, "Guns don't die, kids do." And I thought, oh, my God. It just blew me away.
Yes.
And that said it all.
It did. It really did. I know the sign you're talking about. You know, it's incredible that all of this is going on, but like we've discussed before, Jack, you know, it's like all of this stuff has to be exposed so that people wake up.
Absolutely.
But this is hard. This is so
And, you know, the Florida kids they have been so activist-oriented, and they have achieved something. And they didn't do much in Washington, D.C., but those guys are stodgy old cods anyway, but they sure did in the state of Florida. They got a bill passed down there against the governor's wishes. Piss on him, you know. But that was an incredible achievement.
Signed it, and he actually came up at the last minute, urged it simply because he's looking to win a Senate seat from Bill Nelson.
Oh, absolutely.
The Governor Scott's going to be running against Nelson, the Democratic senator, this fall. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine him beating Nelson. Nelson's not been outstanding, but I just can't believe Scott's going to win that.
Well, the thing is, he won twice because he spent so much money as governor.
Yeah.
And, you know, the state of Florida, except for South Florida, is very Republican. Central Florida is the key area. So the question is, you know, whether Nelson, who is from Central Florida and has been there in the Senate for a long time already, whether he could keep the seat. But it's going to be tough. I'm concerned that, you know, it's going to be one of the tough races because the Senate is 51-49 now because of the Alabama Senate seat going to Doug Jones. And, and the point is that they need to gain two seats, but they have so many to defend. So and hopefully Nelson will not be one of the seats that's lost.
I hope you're right.
I got to say this. In the Orlando area and down in the South, we have over 30,000 new, but they're registered voters, and they've registered here in Florida, from what I understand.
From Puerto Rico, you mean, yes.
Yeah, from Puerto Rico. And if you think they're going to vote for a Republican, you ought to think again.
People who, in general, as far as the number, Hispanics, except the Cubans, tend to vote Democratic, the vast majority. Cubans, a little less Republican, but still a lot so because of Fidel and Raul Castro. Although I've had students who are Cuban who say they voted for Obama or they voted for, you know, indeed for Hillary, but they don't tell their grandpa because he'll disown them.
that's leftover from the JFK days, the Bay of Pigs.
Yes.
The younger generations, the younger generations are voting absolutely for the Blue Party or the Green Party. None of them approve of the Republicans. The Republicans are going down. I don't know when, but they are going down. And to be a Republican right now is to have mud on your face. To any person who has any...
Well, they've done absolutely nothing for the huge majority of the country. All they've done is placate billionaires, and it's disgusting.
Well,
it reminds us of the Gilded Age of the late 19th century when they did that.
Exactly.
They want to take us back 130 years.
That's their whole thing, yeah.
It's like watching Tammany Hall in D.C. It really is. It's like watching Boss Tweed. You have to wonder how much of that is in Trump. It's totally corrupt. It's totally corrupt. And they don't even bother to hide a lot of it anymore. It's just
they don't
out
care.
There.
Yeah.
No, I actually believe, you know, we've had the same two-party system since 1854 as far as the names. But I have often thought that the Republican Party, the name, is going to disappear and we're going to come up with a moderate, centrist, maybe somewhat conservative party, which is the way the Republican Party was in the 70s and the 80s, but no longer is. So I've jokingly said, why don't we bring back the name the Whig Party? The Whig Party, after they had Abraham Lincoln, they had Daniel Webster, they had Henry Clay, they had John Quincy Adams. I'd like to bring those guys back and have them run the government.
I'd rather see a lot less men in government myself, but you can understand.
Well, it's trending in that area, so Gwen, I think you're going to get your wish.
Well, that would, I think, would be a good thing. And I don't mean
I would agree.
All hardline Democratic women who are ensconced in an old patriarchal system of compromise in the government either. I don't mean that crap. I mean young, new women who have proven themselves in whatever place they have. I mean, everybody's so glad this guy won in Pennsylvania. Well, it was a nice kick in the face of fan to Trump. I agree on that. And it does show you that people are getting very hip to his game. However, and it is the boonies, let's face it. But this is a guy, this Mr. Lamb, who went on television and supported AR-15.
He's
no progressive, and he's as blue dog as he could be. I think he's much better than what was on the other side of the ticket. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
the only consolation is that he has a D in front of his name, and that when it comes to counting numbers, that'll matter. And let's hope.
One of the problems of the Democratic Party is that I would prefer to be more on the left, but if it's only on the left, I don't think it can win. It needs these centrist Democrats in order to win power and control the government. But 17 of the senators voted to gut a lot of the banking reforms that took place under Obama, along with the Republicans, and it's shocking. But the problem is that if we were to defeat all these people, which include Nelson, by the way, Nelson was one of those 17. I was very disturbed about that. But if we kill Nelson off, we get Scott, as an example. So that's the problem. We can't only go for those that we ideally want because we'll never have power.
Well, you know, the amount of gerrymandering that the Republicans have done, and ever since Reagan, they've pushed the so-called center of the government much farther to the right than we could have ever imagined 40 years ago. It's just incredible how far.
You know, a lot
the right
of the senators and governors of the 70s would not be able to be Republicans today because they'd be told, go to the Democratic Party. You're too liberal for us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's incredible.
Well, people in communities are making a difference, too. I don't know. I know Ron knows. But I don't know if you know, Jack, we had a horrible tragedy happen in Miami this week.
Oh, the bridge. Good God.
Yeah. My God.
But the Miami Police Department has been urging people and buying back AR-15 guns. And that's pretty great for them to go out there and look for M16 and AR-15 and 14 guns and M4s too. They're asking people to bring them in so that they can buy them back from them and destroy them. If you are going to support a world where your children can be murdered in school this way, you know, it boggles the mind how anyone.
And then hide behind the Second Amendment to justify your bullshit. That is so disgusting. You know, they're abusing the Second Amendment to beat hell.
Well,
yes, they are.
Militia. It wasn't made for this. This is bullshit what they use it for. The NRA is a terrorist organization. They're domestic.
Absolutely. I've said that lately. The NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. But but one thing I have to say, if any of these people that were killing people were Muslims, we'd be hearing, oh, my God, we got to do all kinds of. But this
good
way,
point,
we just
Ron.
Sit back and say, oh, well, you know.
Good point. And that Wayne LaPierre is so disgusting. All he is a salesman, and that son of a bitch ought to be strung up. He's terrible.
And Dana Loesch, who's the second in command there, who came to these different events,
pathetic.
And she has children. You know, so I'm thinking to myself, I hate to say it, but maybe, and I'm not saying I'm advocating it, that if, God forbid, the children of someone like her or Paul Ryan or any of the other politicians
mm-hmm.
happen to be unfortunate victims, and, of course, I don't advocate that.
I don't want
maybe
it,
then
right,
they'd finally get the message, only if they personally suffered. But that's a terrible thing that you have to have personal suffering to feel that way.
Yeah, but look at what happened to that Republican who got shot at the baseball field, comes back and signs two more bills to make guns more.
Yeah,
public.
Well, he was a good friend of David Duke years ago. You got to remember that. He's a little
no
whack to the head. I think probably
that,
more now after the shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, and
it's disgraceful. You're right. Steve Scalise said he wouldn't change his view after what he went through. But, you know, they worship guns like that because it's gone, you know.
The kids are circulating in schools all over this country. There's through social media, there's been a list going around of how to dress for school these days. And they're telling people to dress in clothes that help to hide them, camouflage them, and to wear sneakers, nothing but sneakers, so that no one can hear you running. I mean, this is what our children are doing in schools here in the United States. It just stuns me that
and also having teachers be armed with guns. That's insane to have teachers have guns.
Yeah, that is, and that's what the NRA is pushing. Those guys, all they want to do is sell guns. God Almighty!
The two teachers who have brought guns into class, both of them already shot themselves. You know that, right? You see that,
that figure.
There's been incidents already. Yes, you're right.
How utterly disgusting.
I mean, I, you know, a lot of these congressmen, a lot of these politicians have been to ranges to see how weapons work, and they've shot or held AR-15s or M-16s. When I was younger, and I have a good friend who his father collected guns, and so he took his father's collection over. And even a little Israeli Uzi machine gun that looks so easy to fire. Let me tell you something, people. I've fired those things. I fired an M16, got bruised up doing that. And not even a 45 handgun. Do you know what kind of strength it takes to pull a trigger on one of those and let loose with a live round? It's not easy. You just don't pick them up and start shooting.
Right.
That's how it goes. And an Uzi. A burst of bullets can send you back on your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And, as well as cut a birch tree in half. I know I did it, and on my butt. It's like, wow, no, this is not something that you... People don't get it. They don't get that you really... Guns are very dangerous. And if kids... see guns laying around and there's a gunman going through that, if they were to pick up that gun, they wouldn't know what to do with it. And if they tried, they could do much more harm. You know?
Yeah, there was a case of a woman with a 2-year-old, or was it 2 or 3-year-old, and she had a gun, and he ended up shooting her accidentally because she had the gun while she went shopping out of the open, and he just picked it up and he shot his mother.
The answer for that is more guns. God help us. What the hell's wrong with these guys?
And meanwhile, Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom,
They
have gun control laws. They have almost no mass murder. They did have, and then they changed the laws. And boy, did things change in the violence level, even in Japan as well, as Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom dramatically dropped. We're the most violent society in the world.
1996 is when Australia introduced its law based on a mass shooting that had preceded it. And since then, there has been zero mass shootings.
Yep.
I think the best gun laws are Japan. You cannot own a weapon in Japan without taking yearly classes and being assigned a permit, and for only certain specific guns. And it's the toughest there is. And I think that because, you know, in the UK, you can buy hunting guns. You have to get a permit, but it's not difficult. But you can buy a shotgun. Everything else, though, is illegal. And people don't have guns readily available. For a thug or street criminal to use a gun in England is not very often heard about. They use knives. They do use knives. But they don't. I always have felt rather safe in Western Europe. I really have. I've never felt unsafe. And even in Eastern Germany, because the wall was going down when I was first over there. And you get into East Germany, I mean, there's, you know, with their great uniforms on and their machine guns across their chests. In the train stations there to protect. It's really quite disturbing to see that. But I have always felt a lot safer than, and that was a long time ago. I always felt a lot safer. But I worked in a newspaper and I saw a gun kid down here on the street. So it's horrible. It's just horrible. And the only thing that's going to make it, and people talk about the vote and say, you know, well, Trump has the majority when it comes to, it's bullshit. Trump didn't have the majority of voters. A lot of Democrats sat the vote, the last vote out in the presidential election.
Well, don't forget, only 46% of the vote went to Donald Trump. And people keep on saying he won the people. He did not win the people. He won the Electoral College. That's all.
Right. Yeah. That's another thing. They had to look at that. That Electoral College has outlived its usefulness, really.
But the problem is, it's in the Constitution. You can't really get rid of it. The only thing you could do is get this interstate compact of state legislatures agreeing that whoever wins the popular vote in the country, they would back as far as for the electors. But that would have to be an agreement of at least 270, a majority of states. And they have, I think, 165 now, this interstate vote compact. But that's all blue states. And how are they going to reach 270? I don't know.
It's impressive.
Can't just wipe out
won't see it in our lifetime, I don't think.
No, and we have a very good chance of future elections where the popular vote winner loses again, as they did in 2000 and 2016.
Oh, yeah, it's insane, really.
Well, I got to ask you, Ron, do you think that all of this word gaming by the White House is going to bring the Mueller investigation to a halt, that he's going to be able to fire him? I know Rosenstein won't do it, but will he find a way to fire him too?
Yeah, I'm sure his wick is getting very short.
Well, the thing is, he could also fire Rod Rosenstein, who's the one who gave Mueller the authority to do the investigation.
Right.
However, he's going to fire Sessions, who I wish he would, but for a different reason. Any new cabinet appointment would have to be through confirmation of the Senate. And right now, it does look as if the nominee for Secretary of State may not be able to get enough votes, or the person to head the CIA, this woman Gina Haspel, who was involved in torture, and personally, I'm not, and also threw out the evidence, destroyed the evidence. To me, the woman should be in prison.
I agree.
She is not respected in her own community of spooks. They don't trust her.
I don't trust them. I'm not saying it's a difference, but the thought that anybody does torture, but somehow to think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe you'll attack me on this, Gwen, for a woman to do it seems more shocking than a man. I just don't understand how she could have involved herself in that.
You'd be surprised what women in espionage are capable of doing, Ron. I mean, I would take...
What I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being a spy. I'm talking about being involved in torture and covering it up and then throwing out the evidence.
Well, if you take a look at what people have to be capable of in certain conditions, as far as that goes, I don't think it's surprising. One of the women leaders that I always thought was a really wonderful mother of her country was Golda Meir, and yet
yes.
Golda had to sit down and tell boys, okay, I'm sending you out because I want you to make them pay for what they've done.
Wasn't she originally from Wisconsin? Maybe even Paul Ryan's district? She might have been from Paul Ryan's district.
Well, he's in a different part of Wisconsin, Milwaukee,
okay.
But it's the same state, yeah. But the difference is she may have authorized things, but she did not personally do it like this Gina Haspel, as far as I know. So there's a difference if you're actually doing it yourself. I just think that's a little worse than authorizing as a leader.
Right.
She did not, but her personal journal showed that, she carried that heavy on her heart, making those choices for her country go out because it was for the benefit of her people understanding that they were safe, that they were taking care of.
But Mike Pompeo would have trouble being Secretary of State because already Rand Paul has come out against him. There may not be enough to confirm him. So if he keeps on firing people, the president, he may have a lot of positions where nobody could be confirmed as a cabinet member.
He likes that because then he can do it all himself, and he'll really get us in trouble then. But then he thinks he won't have anybody in his way. That guy is really – he's wacko.
Well, the thing is, nobody is running this country right now. Nobody is. None of the greatest jobs that our country has to do to keep us on course are being looked after. And the only jobs that are being filled and that are being gutted, like the EPA, and look what they're doing to the banking industry again.
Oh, and the State Department, there's nobody left. It's just terrible.
There's no foreign diplomacy. A lot of people don't want to go into the diplomatic corps anymore. My son knows people who would have wanted to and decided they can't do it. He's turning a whole generation, I think, of people in their 20s and 30s away from the idea of being involved in the government, as far as diplomacy or even the environment or justice or consumer rights or anything else. It's a disaster long term.
Well, the pure insanity of us threatening North Korea and not even having an ambassador for South Korea, give me a break.
Well,
and only that, now he's going to break the Iran deal. Again, I'm not saying I love Iran, but every other one of the countries, Germany, Britain, France, of course, China and Russia, all still want to keep the agreement. And certainly the UK, Britain, France, and Germany see it's working. But it looks like he's ready to rip it up. So we could have two wars, North Korea and Iran. And I think I would say if Iran breaks the agreement, then we have to deal with them in a different way. But if they're going along with it, why not let it continue?
It's hyperbole, personified. It's just insane.
Well, you gotta wonder. You gotta wonder because I'm aware. I think most people who've done a lot of reading and studying and who are interested in certain parts of the government and all of that, and a little benefit on the backside for me. I mean, there are whole sections of our intelligence community that even the president has no idea up and running and what they do, because that's how it goes. And I'm not talking about deep state. I'm talking about how it was set up after World War II and what it does. And I don't understand how they can allow this to continue. I really don't. And I know.
Well, you didn't have special interests running the show like you do now.
I don't. Well, from time to time we have, but
not after World War II.
Not at to this degree.
Not anywhere near that degree. That's right.
I keep wondering late at night, where are those teams that, I mean, you know, I imagine there's a few of them over to our what used to be our intelligence counterpart, which was Israel. I have to wonder what they're doing over there, thinking about what, you know, Rebosa or...
Well, Netanyahu's a big crook like Trump.
Yeah, he's not as bad as Trump, but he's certainly...
No.
He's certainly gutting their country as far as,
yeah,
as international acceptance goes with what he's done to the Palestinians. And that's Kushner in there.
Oh. Yeah, Kushner now is a good friend of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who's 32 and is the heir to the throne when his father, the king, dies, and he's kept his mother away from the king, his father. And the whole idea somehow that a person who seems to be harming his own royal family members and locking them up in hotels and things, and then is so close to an Orthodox Jew like Jared Kushner, the whole thing makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
And I think Saudi Arabia is in many ways more
money.
Dangerous than Iran.
It's all money.
It's fucking money. You're right, Jack. It's fucking money. And let me tell you what. There's Israeli real estate going on here. They are land-grabbing Palestinian land. And it's wrong. What they are doing, it's an apartheid state already. And anybody who – and the Israeli people are not for this. They are not for this. Only the old motherfucking men who are, you know, absolutely rabid about Islam. They're the only ones supporting him. And basically what's going on is a run free and roughshod over Palestinian lands and crushing of the Palestinian people over there. But it's money. And that money, a lot of it, is Kushner money that he's thrown in with over there. All of these...
He's a crooked little bastard. I want to see him in chains.
All of these deals. And, you know, the Israeli people are not all a bunch of rabid Zionists. They are...
No.
They do not agree with this.
Right.
But it looks like they're in the minority, though, those that don't. It looks like they're in the minority. And as point of fact, there have been people leaving Israel for France for the last 2 years, taking their businesses and their families and just going to France. Just like people are leaving America. My neighbor went to Costa Rica after the election. I mean, people are leaving. If they can do it, they are.
Well, it just proves that the right wing that controls so much of the body politic in our country and in Israel and in other countries is very corrupt. We're at the height of corruption, and they're doing nothing for average people. They're only doing it for the benefit of the very wealthy elite.
Yeah, I heard a statistic that 83% of the wealth gained in 2017 went to the top 1%. 83% went to the top 1%. This cannot continue.
No,
it's the crumbling of civilization when you get there. But the thing is, it's not happening in France. It's not happening in Germany. In fact, the leader of the free world right now is Angela Merkel. It is nobody else but Angela Merkel. Theresa may be getting some headlines with her getting upset with Russia, but the only reason she is because she was girded into it because they've not only poisoned the spy who got traded,
right.
But and his daughter. But there are, and it's not just one Bobby. It's a couple of them that have been affected by this poison because it's airborne, and it's Russian military grade.
Absolutely.
Talking about, and this is how he does business. It's how Putin does business.
Putin is a dirty player, man. He's dirty.
You've got Putin on one end. You've got Trump on the other. I keep wondering what Ron's going to write next about what he thinks is going to happen while all of this is going down with Putin. I mean, he obviously, I don't think the man gives two craps about Trump, except that he can... He can maneuver him through.
I can't wait for the Trump-Moscow videos to come out.
Well, also, the Stormy Daniels story could really bring him down
because apparently
next Sunday, supposedly, although now she's been threatened, I heard, there's supposed to be an interview on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
So
we'll
have to see what comes out of that. But he's trying to prevent it, Trump. So he's admitting to it, but he's not admitting to it. He's, you know, but the fact is he's starting a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's him and his lawsuits. What a big baby.
What really is going to happen when the country listens to Anderson Cooper interviewing her on 60 Minutes next Sunday? What's going to happen? And the lawyer on Morning Joke,
Ari Melber?
No, Morning Joke. Joe Scarborough and Mika, they were interviewing.
And the lawyer for Stormy Daniels on,
His lawyer, that's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, and he was very tight-lipped, but he did confirm that she was threatened physically, and he wouldn't say much about it beyond that, but...
And
he advised everybody to look at 60 Minutes next week.
What is going on with Melania Trump? I mean... When Bill Clinton was being impeached, Hillary Clinton made herself available to press. And before that, who was the other one?
Keep in mind, she's an immigrant, and she doesn't quite exactly know all the ways of this country yet. And so and I think she's just milking her time, just going to take Trump for every penny he's got as soon as she has the opportunity. We'll see.
Do you know he makes everyone sign a non-disclosure form? He didn't make her sign a lot of paperwork saying she'd give up. Yes, you got to be kidding me. You are that
naive. Well, we don't know. We don't know what the hell is going on. When did he marry her? 12 years ago or something?
In the year five, and then she had Barron at 8, in the year 6, and he's now 12. I think he just had his birthday. But imagine, while she was having Barron, he was fooling around. Isn't that something?
That guy is absolutely disgusting. He's despicable.
And you see how in body language in public she seems to despise him from what you see the way
she
acts around him in public.
I think she's just doing it for the benefit of the son, so he doesn't, go without his mom or something. Who the hell knows? It's that whole clan is wacky. They're all wacko.
One woman's opinion and observation of all this. She knew what she was getting into, and she did it for the money.
Very true.
One thing I don't understand about money is we all need money, but honestly, you can't take money with you. It's not just money, but these people seem to think that's the only thing that really matters. And I think a lot of other things matter more.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Listen, she's no Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy. She is
no.
Everybody knew. I mean, even my mother knew that Jack Kennedy fooled around, but people didn't talk about it. People didn't.
Right.
It was a little scuttlebutt that went on, and even
after news was a lot more newsworthy in those days, and they didn't sensationalize shit the way they do now. With 18 billion different networks out there, all funneling the same story. It's gotten cheaper.
I will tell you this. One nice thing that happened this last week was that idiot Alex Jones and his InfoWars.
What a joke.
Well, he's getting booted off of YouTube, which means he's got no income. he went too far. And I can't remember what specific thing it was. He's so full of conspiracy and ridiculousness. But he'll probably end up getting a cabinet position. That flew right over your heads, right?
I didn't quite hear what you said. It was hard to understand that. Sorry, Gwen. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, Alex Jones, the infamous InfoWars guy, the crazy.
Yes,
guy.
Alex Jones, yes.
Yeah, he'll probably get himself a cabinet position.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh,
don't
God,
say
God.
That.
You know, anything Trump would do couldn't surprise me anymore. He's so off the charts.
The guy he hired as an economist is no economist. He's just an
yeah, Larry
actor.
Kudlow from CNBC was totally wrong on the recession of 2008. Totally wrong. He's not very smart. But now he's a new economist replacing Gary Cohn. Yes.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
He's not even an economist. He has no education in it. He's just a freaking, you know, talking mouthpiece on a television show.
Oh, gosh.
It's
he passed the loyalty test, I guess.
Who's running the country? Who's running the country? Nobody.
It's kind of
well, supposedly the generals, but even them, Kelly and McMaster and Mattis, they're not very happy from what we read, but Kelly has already been compromised, and McMaster supposedly is on his way out. And I don't know. If they all leave, even though I think they're not great, I think we're much more danger, really.
I agree.
I've got news for you, gentlemen. Historically, generals have not been such fine leaders of countries ever. And the only exception anyone could make would be Eisenhower. Eisenhower was
the and actually country. He let his cabinet run the country, really.
That's what he did. Yeah, he was pretty smart about that because he understood that it's how you delegate authority that difference.
But he had much better cabinet members as a group, not necessarily
yes.
person, but overall better. Yes.
Much better, yeah.
There's never been a cabinet like this one. None like this. I mean, look at Ben Carson in Housing and Urban Development. Unbelievable. Period. Energy. The EPA head, Pruitt. Oh, these people. And the rumor is that Pruitt could indeed be elevated to be chief of staff, supposedly, is what I've heard in place of Kelly. Can you imagine that?
It's an absolute free-for-all, man.
Well, before we get any further, guys, we've only got 5 minutes left, or four, excuse me. Ron, do you have anything you want to put out there, what you think might be coming along?
I think we're going to have a very interesting next couple of months. I still think there's a chance he'll be forced out by then. Maybe he won't, but I do think that we're going to see quite a bit of crisis. I think we're reaching an apex on it, and that's scary. And I think it's far worse than Watergate at its worst.
Oh, way better, way worse. And you know, it's a lot more dangerous. It threatens our republic a lot more than even Watergate did. And Watergate was a problem, but this is a lot. This is complete dysfunction ruling.
Well, Ron.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I do think we're reaching a crisis point that hasn't reached its peak yet, but will soon, unfortunately.
We got to get past this. This is terrible.
Ron, I hope you will take notice of what's going on and put together some kind of new projections and commentary and come back in a couple of weeks and share with us.
Well, I write on my blog every day, theprogressiveprofessor.com, and, of course, I'm on Facebook under my name and under Assassinations, Threats in the American Presidency, my book, and also under The Progressive Professor. And I'm also on Twitter as PolitHist, PolitHist, and I write just about actually, I have been writing every day, so you just have to keep up with what I'm writing. And also, I write for History News Network, not as much at the moment, but I have written 82 articles in the last 2 years, so
Prolific,
now it's
man.
A spy period, but hopefully I will be doing more. But the way things are going, it motivates me to write more.
Oh,
yeah.
It takes your breath away.
I still hope you come back and discuss.
Yes,
with
you're always welcome here, Ron.
Well, I'll be very happy to join you, unless there's a problem that I can't time-wise, but I'll be very happy to do so. And I want to thank you for inviting me again.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thank you for coming on and sharing with us. It's always interesting, and it always brings some information to the forefront that people get to think about. Jack Jodell, the Saturday Afternoon Post, you can find him. And the show itself is sponsored with DaughtersOfIsis.com, the fragrant memories of our ancestors. And Jack, you always sign us off, so.
Everybody, now more than ever, all you can do is keep pushing forward.
Latiz and Avant.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to next weekend's show.
Thank
Thanks, Gwen.
You, Ron.
Thank you,
Jack. Thank you, Ron,
yep,
for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.
That's our show for this Sunday. I'm Gwen Berry, and this has been Here Be Monsters. We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us.